Insights.
This is Akashvani. In the program Insights, now we bring you a discussion on next-gen GST reforms, benefits for automobile sector. The participants are Dr. Ranjit Mehta, CEO and Secretary General, PhD Chamber of Commerce and Industry, and Arjun Chaudhary, Anchor.
Today's topic of discussion is on GST reforms, which is the GST rationalization carried out by the GST Council on the auto industry specifically, with effect from the 22nd of September 2025. Dr. Mehta, a warm welcome to you on this program.
Thank you very much.
Let's first hear what Union Finance Minister Dr. Nirmala Sitharaman had to say about the GST rationalization that has been announced by the Government of India.
Reduction of GST from 28 to 18% on small cars and motorcycles which are equal to or below 350cc. Reduction of GST from 28 to 18 on buses, trucks and ambulances. Uniform rate of 18% on all auto parts, irrespective of the HS code. Three-wheelers from 28 to 18 again.
Dr. Mehta, could you tell us, for the benefit of our listeners on Akashvani, regarding the benefits specific to affordability and demand and the growth of the passenger, commercial and farm vehicles, components and agri-machinery in a nutshell?
Thank you very much. As you know, the automobile industry is not just a sector. It is, I would say, that it's a heartbeat of India's manufacturing economy, contributing over 7% to GDP and nearly 50% to the manufacturing. It directly and indirectly employs more than 37 million people in the country. Therefore, any reform that strengthens this sector directly strengthens India's growth story. And GST 2.0 is one such historic reform. I think this is a game-changing reform. By rationalizing tax slabs and removing inverted duty structures, it brings down the cost of vehicles across categories, as Madam Nirmala Sitharaman just said, and also especially two-wheelers and entry-level cars that are critical for middle-class rural consumers, they are becoming affordable. I think for even manufacturers, auto component makers, seamless input tax credit and also simplified compliance, you know, ease of working capital pressure and encourage new investment. This will also encourage the new investment in the sector. This will allow companies to scale up the production, invest in R&D and expand the capacities. I think it gives a lot of room for all these things. And together, these reforms, the GST 2.0, will revive the demand, stimulate the job creation and strengthen India's position as a global automobile hub. As far as, you know, for two-wheelers is concerned, the two-wheelers, small cars and commercial vehicles will see a more balanced tax. They all come within 18% right now from 28%. Now, second is the earlier inverted duty structure led to higher cost. Now, rationalization will reduce on road prices, particularly for these commercial and entry-level vehicles and motorcycles less than 350cc. I think this makes the personal mobility more affordable for people in rural areas, middle class, and India's, you know, rural demand will definitely increase. And second part of this is especially focusing on sustainability, which is the electric vehicles, the EVs. Lower GST rates on EVs, battery charging equipment, that is 5%, right? So that will accelerate the adoption, which we really want, because we have a commitment to be net zero by 2070. And transport sector is one sector which contributes a lot to the carbon emissions. So promotion of electric vehicles will definitely make a difference as far as in reducing the carbon emissions. Now, input tax credit, now it will be seamless across electric vehicle supply chain. That will encourage investment in local manufacturing of batteries, motors and allied components. I think all these things are very, very important.
Well, specifically, our discussion is on the benefits to the automotive sector. And let's now hear what the Minister of Road Transport and Highways of India, Nitin Gadkari, had to say on this.
Abhi GST mein kami hui hai. Ye bahut achhi baat hui. Industry ko iska bahut bada fayda hua. Iske baad mein हमारी इंडस्ट्री का साइज अभी वर्ल्ड में सातवें नंबर पे थे, अब हम तीसरे नंबर पर आए। 6-7 महीने पहले हम जापान को पीछे डालकर हम अब तीसरे नंबर पर आए, और मेरा विश्वास है हम आप सब लोग अगर मिलकर हम काम करेंगे तो हम ऑटोमोबाइल सेक्टर में नंबर एक पर जा सकते हैं वर्ल्ड में। और यही सबसे बड़ा चैलेंज है जिसमें आत्मनिर्भर भारत $5 ट्रिलियन की इकोनॉमी बनाने का जो प्रधानमंत्री का सपना है, इसके लिए मुझे लगता है कि इंडस्ट्री का रोल सबसे इम्पोर्टेंट है।
Dr. Ranjit Mehta, one gets the impression that the government is looking to revive the business cycle in the economy, trying to spur consumption. And what we have seen is the GST reduction for small cars, motorcycles, which is up to 350cc in terms of its engine size, three-wheelers, buses, trucks and ambulances, where the GST reduction is from 28% to 18%. Looking at affordability to consumers, how do you see this benefiting the economy in tangible terms as far as the consumer is concerned? Because a lot of the GST collection is based on consumer spending.
Yes, of course, for consumers, the rationalized GST rates will reduce the prices of two-wheelers and small cars, making personal mobility more affordable, especially in semi-urban and rural areas. This reduction in GST, especially for the EV sector, it is only 5%. Because we have a plan to reduce our carbon emissions by 45% by 2030. I think this is a great deal, and to spur the investment in this electric mobility, I think in batteries and related components in battery charging infrastructure, and that will reduce the upfront cost even for the fleet operators, logistic companies. This makes them to switch to EVs, which is now financially viable. It will accelerate India's green mobility transition and strengthen our EV manufacturing ecosystem. So what will happen on the other side is, flip side of it is, it will create a lot of jobs. So it will create jobs in the rural areas, and then it will also attract the SMEs into this sector. When more SMEs will come into this sector, then they'll create more jobs. Finally, it is going to get growth in the economy. Earlier, MSMEs in auto component faced blocked credits, so high compliance cost. Now, this GST 2.0 resolves this by ensuring seamless input tax credits and simplified filing. So ultimately, this frees up the working capital, enabling MSMEs to invest in other things like technology upgradation and other, their supply chain and global integration, all those things that will definitely help. And now, whenever, this is going to happen, then in that case, it will also help us in the automobile exports.
Right.
Now, just take an example of refund of input tax credit, which is now even faster, smoother under GST 2.0, reducing the cost of the exports. This makes Indian automobile sector auto parts more competitive in the global market, particularly in emerging economies across Africa and Southeast Asia.
There were earlier four slabs. You had 5%, 12%, 18% and 28%. Now it is 5% and 18%. And there's a 40% tax also, which is on luxury cars, large SUVs and motorcycles above 350cc. There's also another distinction in terms of whether the vehicle is an electric vehicle or an internal combustion engine. So where there is GST reduction from 28% to 18% for small cars, motorcycles, up to 350cc, three-wheelers, buses, trucks and ambulances, these are all for internal combustion engines. For electric vehicles, the 5% GST has continued as before. There is also, since you have been talking a great deal about sustainable practices, hydrogen fuel cells, the GST of 5% is there. So there's an entire objective of switching to clean energy and zero emission mobility, which will benefit logistics and public transport. How do you see the government playing this in terms of the tax on internal combustion engine and those vehicles where the taxes have come down, and the EV 5% GST, which is continued? What is the government's policy right now? What are they looking to promote apart from consumers benefiting from lower prices?
Going forward, Economic development will revolve around sustainability. There is no doubt in the mind of the people. Now, going forward, whatever we are going to do, we have to keep the sustainability in mind. Prime Minister Narendra Modi ji has already given a life mission. So he is committed to do, you know, India to be net zero by 2070. And the first goal what we have kept is to reduce the carbon emissions by 2030 by 45%. Earlier it was 30%. Now, seeing the integration of the renewable energy into the energy basket of India, now this target has been increased to 45%, reducing the carbon emissions by 45% by 2030. Now, to reduce that, I think we need to promote the electric vehicles. Right. We need to promote the hydrogen cells, what you said, for our electric consumption also. There has been a lot of investment in the hydrogen fuel and a lot of investment in the EV sector. And sustainability is at the core of economic development going forward. Therefore, government is very serious about it. We can see this in the actions, in whatever policies the government of India is bringing, whether it is creating digital infrastructure, whether it is creating that electric vehicle ecosystem in the country. Whatever we are doing, we are very serious about limiting our carbon emissions by whatever ways that we can do.
Dr. Ranjit Mehta, you mentioned about exports and benefits to medium and small enterprises, the auto parts, both for internal combustion engines and for electric vehicles, and whether they are powered by hydrogen fuel cells is 18% GST. It's a uniform rate. My final question, apart from the sustainability and green practices the policy that's mentioned, I want to bring your attention finally to the benefit given to the agriculture sector, because farm equipment, when we talk about tractors and harvesters, the GST reduction has come down from 12% now to 5%. How do you see this benefiting agriculture, the inputs, the capital expenditures being carried out by farmers in their fields?
India's economy still depends 50% on our farmers. So therefore, reducing tax in the farm sector is very important step. It will help our farmers and that will bring down the cost of the tractors. Now, you know, the land is limited. The point we have to understand is land is limited. Where we can really increase the productivity is by integration of the technology. Whatever we are doing, we need to integrate the technology. And tractors are very important part of this whole ecosystem. I think these reduction of tax slabs on these vehicles will definitely help them. If more farmers can afford these vehicles, then finally, you know, by using those tractors for their agriculture activities, their incomes are going to go. And definitely it will again bring the productivity. But overall, I would say that GST 2.0 will be a game changer for India's automobile sector, including the farm sector. By rationalizing these tax slabs and removing inverted duty structures, right, it brings down the cost of vehicles across categories, and especially two-wheelers, entry-level cars, and critical for middle class and rural consumers. And for manufacturers and auto component makers, seamless input tax credit and simplified compliance ease.
Right.
Now, this will allow companies to scale up production, invest in research and development, and expand the capacity. Together, these reforms will revive the demand,
right,
stimulate the job creation, and strengthen India's position as a global automobile hub.
Dr. Ranjit Mehta, thank you so much for being with us on this in-depth discussion on GST reforms, which have been carried out by the GST Council on the auto industry with effect from the 22nd of September 2025, which is bringing about benefits for consumers and manufacturers in terms of affordability and demand and the growth of passenger, commercial and farm vehicles, components and agricultural machinery. Thank you so much for talking to us on Akashvani.
Thank you very much for having me.
You are listening to a discussion on next-gen GST reforms, benefits for automobile sector. The participants were Dr. Ranjit Mehta, CEO and Secretary General, PhD Chamber of Commerce and Industry, and Arjun Chaudhary, anchor. This program was produced and presented by the News Services Division of Akashvani. Insights.